As Mikey left the bottle shop, the cashier told him to be cool, man. And Mikey did just that. He beat cool. This is the perfect pour.
Wonder what I had to be cool about. What did...
I don't know. He just said, be cool, man.
Oh.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun, interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Whoa. Oh, always get that little bit of like, is Matt going to be there or not? I don't know. We're just going to be hanging out. I swear I've only had like half a beer. I'm all right now. Catch me in an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to be hanging out with you for a little bit here for, I don't know, as long as you're willing. And talking about beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out to drink, and drinking beers, actively drinking beers. And listeners are going to call us and tell us things, and we're going to exchange some cultural information with you and give you something fun to listen to. And before the show, we were tailgating, and I should have saved this for this show because I know I could have gotten a reaction out of it. This is a new one from Liquid Gravity and a collab beer with Hana Koa Brewing Company, which I assume is a Hawaiian brewer. Yeah, Honolulu. And it's called Pina Colada Lager. And it is exactly that, a pina colada, a really plain, like, macro-tasting lager with some pina colada in there. And I think maybe if you're more into lagers, you might like this if you like pina coladas. But I was not. It was a lot for me to take. The pina colada and the lager combined was just, I stopped drinking it. And that's all I could do. And now I have a one from Mother Earth called Abstract Consciousness. It's a hazy IPA, and it's a little bit more into my field repartee with Galaxy Strata, Simcoe, and Sabro. And that one's tasting pretty good. Nick, what are you drinking?
I went digging in the old back of the fridge, and I found a 2018 Narwhal.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's mine. Yeah.
I left that there.
It was yours.
Actually, I might have left it there Christmas party purposely, but.
What?
I think
guess what? It tastes amazing.
Damn it.
Joke's on you.
You weren't supposed to enjoy it.
I am not enjoying this at all.
I was I'll leave this for Nick. He's going to hate it.
I'm going to drink this garbage water.
Vintage.
One star, not my style.
So you must have run out of beer, I'm guessing.
I am dangerously low on fresh beer, but then I realized I've got a whole fridge of beer dating back to 2012.
Yeah, man.
I should probably start drinking those.
Sounds like you got a better cellar than the perfect port, the studio fridge.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. Wait, did you have that Narwhal? I know you had the old Pliny.
Me?
No, Narwhal.
There's a Dark Lord in the studio fridge.
Sculpin, that old Sculpin. That's probably 2000.
Yeah, I had that. Oh, I think that was really bad.
Okay, update, really bad. As you were,
really, really bad. I don't know what I said.
So you're digging into the cellar.
Yeah. Oh, I got some barley wine in there. I got an old Bigfoot and a Sakaba from Firestone Walker.
Wow. You can hit the heights.
And I don't know what I'm going to do with this beer. But it's a 12-12-12 vertical epic from Stone.
Hmm. Wait, what? 12-12
vertical. In 2002, starting 2002, maybe. I don't know if they did 2001 or not, but at least 2002, Stone started doing annual beers for when all three dates on the calendar lined up.
Okay.
So from 2001 to 2012, is that right? Yeah, you could always have the date line up. 01, 01, 01, 02, 02, 02.
Oh.
03, 03. And so we didn't get Stone until probably 2010. Like Stone's custom stuff, uh-huh. Not just IPA and
smaller batch stuff.
Yeah. What was Stone's popular beer before? We knew who they were.
Was the one that had the dragon on it and stuff.
Oh, the Arrogant Gargoyle. Bastard. There you go.
Arrogant Bastard.
Why couldn't I think of Arrogant Bastard?
Arrogant Bastard.
So, yeah, before we only had Arrogant Bastard. Or before we had the cool stuff, we only had Arrogant Bastard. Mm-hmm. So maybe, 2010, 11, we started getting cool Stone beers like Ruination. And then Ruination.
Ruination.
The Smoke Porters.
And the IPA.
We're like, Sublimey Self-Righteous. Scotty B's favorite.
That little self-serve market we had for a while did well with the Stone. It brought in like the good Stone smaller ones.
So anyways, they did these vertical epics. I think 10, 11, and 12 were the only three I ever tried. But I have a bottle of 12, 12, 12.
Oh, boy. Watch out for that. What you got, Matt?
Didn't they also re-release one of them? And we got that one?
I think the Ruination.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sounds right.
Of the verticals. I thought they re-released the 999 or something like that, and we got it. I can't remember now, but it seems like something that happened. Because they had that revisited series there for a while. I'm having a beer that's living up to its name. It's a Weldworks. It's a Evil Haze Machine. I think.
That's what Nick thinks they all are.
Evil Haze Machine.
All these new breweries are just Evil Haze Machines.
Oh, Evil Haze Factory. Sorry.
Oh.
Same.
Same difference.
But it is all of the New England things that is in a New England IPA, and I don't really. It's good, but it's good. I definitely don't want a second one.
Wow. So that's what we're drinking, and let's start getting into the show. Just a programming note. If I sound odd, I'm recording in a different house this episode. I'm in my parents' house because I got kicked out and I'm at my parents' house, staying here at my parents'.
Dang.
Nah, I'm just watching the house, bro. They don't have a pool.
Oh, that's terrible.
Let's, who wants to start off? I'll start with Matt. What do you got? Culture and looking out for this week.
Coronado Brewing is pulling the ultimate brag, where they won a GABF medal before the beer was ever released. So
ultimate brag.
The judges judged it before Mikey could judge it. I mean, you don't get that bragging right too often.
No.
So it is called Palm Sway. It's an island-style India Pale Ale, and the idea for it came when they collaborated with Maui Brewing. They wanted some of the softer notes of an East Coast IPA without some of the baggage, as I believe the article would sum it up. So it's supposed to be a softer IPA. They're inventing a new style that we have to look out for, and it leaves the bubble gut behind, is what they're trying to get across in the article.
Okay.
San Diego Beer.news has the full article, which goes way into depth, but you know, it's a gold medal winning.
It's gold medal winning.
And you've never had it. You've never had it.
I've had it.
Have you?
No.
Okay. Well,
Johnny.
Without the filling qualities. Yep, they mean bubble gut.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't all bloat. Is less bloat.
You don't have the hot farts in the morning.
Oh.
Ooh, hot farts. Boom.
And then I believe Creature Comforts has they call it the variety pack, and I'm going to just call it the Mikey pack. I might even call this the Brother Nick pack.
Wow.
I want it.
But
mixed pack.
Creature Comforts, I want it.
But it is a pack that if somebody showed up, you could probably get through one of each and be okay with it. And it says the brewery created a selection that reflects diversity of its portfolio available for a limited time. This Creature Comforts variety pack includes Tropicalia 6% ABV. Creature Comforts flagship IPA is a balanced and juicy with citrus hop aroma and fruit forward hop flavor. So standard flagship IPA for number one. Number two, it's automatic. 5% bright and refreshing American pale ale balanced with flavor and aroma of berry, citrus, and pine. So like two for two. Athena, 5%. The brewery's take on a classic Berliner Weiss, gently tart wheat beer, has a note of citrus, cider, and Cellier Vin Blanc for those wine people. And so, I mean, I feel like that's like the weak point where you could just be like, hey, honey, here's this. Or you could probably drink it yourself, both of you. I think you're in the same situation on that.
I'll just drink it myself. I'm selfish.
You go to open it and you're like, yeah, it's already in my hand. I might as well
just drink it. I mean, she doesn't need to know about this.
And there's Bibu, B-I-B-O, pronounced Bibu. This crisp, dry, well-balanced Pilsner features a distinct continental hop flavor and aroma. I almost thought it said continental. So you got a Pils, you got a slightly tart Berliner Weiss, you got a pale ale, and you got an IPA. I think that checks all the boxes for a good spread in a variety pack. They didn't put a mango habanero milkshake IPA in there, so I think you're good.
Mistake.
Or a chocolate raspberry common ale, you know, whatever they were trying to get rid of.
It's a California common.
So those are some culture things, and maybe hopefully it's that variety packs are looking out for someone.
we could get creature comforts out here. Would be.
We are creatures that are out of comfort
right now. I'm out of my comfort zone. Not in the studio. I don't like it. Nick! What the hell's going on, man?
I don't know. I wish I knew. This comes from I'm a Pirate, a listener of the show. Humble Sea is now providing beer shades for your beer.
Finally.
Finally. Is that your concern?
So I've been telling everyone to shade your beers.
Shade your beers.
I walk UV around the
give a beer Tioga. Skunky flavor in seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some beer hops can get skunked as soon as the light starts pounding on it.
I go
around the Tioga Beer Garden all the time during the day. I'm like,
shading your beer?
Yeah, your beer has got too much sun. What are you doing? You have
a beer parasol?
Yeah, a little lacy umbrella. Just push it up there. Yeah, get a beer parasol. Oh, you don't need a shade.
Yeah.
No, I saw that. It looks pretty cool.
You would utilize this? You would set your beer under the shade?
I believe it. I'm super sensitive at this point to anything skunked or old. And Fresno sun, that's not something to be messed with. Santa Cruz sun, I'm sure it's fine, but nothing you can't miss it. I think Tioga needs to start getting some beer shades.
You take your magnifying glass to the brewery and like shine it on other people's beer so it gets hot.
Yeah, I'm like, watch this. This is gonna skunk the shit out of this beer. Yeah. And then the guy fires like, fuck, this thing skunked. You're just back there going, these guys suck. Beer's already skunked, man. Tasted fine when I left the counter.
My beer shade's not working. It's skunked.
My beer shade's malfunctioning. This is skunked. Sir, did you use the beer shade like we directed you to? Fucking shit.
Fucking beer skunk. Skunk and brews.
Is Tioga talking about getting a beer shade? Beer shades. It did say patent pending on that. So they're looking for the patent on it.
Well, that's why we came up with the beer parasol.
Yeah, we do the beer parasol. Has a nice, averted. Nice little umbrella.
Patent adjacent.
It looks like it's waiting for a train in the 1920s.
Yeah.
You're that worried? Just drink from a can.
But it hurts my hands.
But I want draft.
I want to shade my draft beer. Draft beer is not shaded.
Well, thanks to Javi for that information.
Yeah.
Go to Humble Sea and get a beer shade. See what it's all about. Santa Cruz, Humble Sea.
Or BYO parasol.
Do they allow outside shades?
Outside shades.
In Humble Sea Beer Garden? Sir, yeah, I'm sure. Sir, no outside shades. Oh, come on, man. I thought beer breweries are supposed to be chill, bro. No outside shades.
Next will be there'll be a punch out on the 12 pack mix pack cardboard container. You could cut out your own beer shade.
Now we're talking. The little cardboard build.
Yeah.
Of a beard shade from the, in the 12 pack. Mm. Oh, that's an, that's an idea.
You can make a little beer diorama where you're at it.
Yeah. It's like the cereal boxes would have some little special toy. Maybe you put a little special beer shade toy inside the 12 packs.
Yes.
Start putting toys inside 12 packs.
Like you can cereal get a boxes. Garfield bicycle reflector / bottle opener.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. The bicycle reflector. There's some good toys out there.
Yeah.
Damn it. We come up with all the ideas and nobody gives us anything for it.
Or just the think tank. Like, you need a marketing idea? Big
beer tank.
Come to us.
Yep.
Beer tank. We're a beer tank. I don't think that's right.
What else, Nick?
Hold on, I'm Googling Garfield reflectors.
Oh, because that's, I think I remember that.
$6.95 or best offer eBay. Oh. New in box.
Wait, only $6.95?
Yeah, these are a lot cheaper than I thought they would be.
I might hit on that. Might be going to eBay later.
Nope. I already bought them all.
Damn it. Now they're selling for
$16.
$16. You're all turning them around. Gary V style.
Wow. Best series.
Nick has music for this and now I can't find it.
Captain Crunch. Bow Sun Whistle? What is that?
The Captain Crunch whistle sounds familiar.
Here you go, Mikey. Frosted Flakes MLB tattoos.
Cool.
30 temporary tattoos.
I don't remember that one. I didn't care about temporary tattoos that much.
Oh, it's getting faster. Does that mean my time's up?
Yep. It's like the Emmys speech here.
Wrap it up.
No, shut the music off. I've got an important speech. My speech is important. Shut the music off.
Shut the music.
I love when those pretentious motherfuckers, they're playing the music and they're like, oh, fucking shit. No way. No, I'm going to stay up here and keep talking.
Like, it's just that they don't know they've been turned off. They don't know that. They're just talking. And it's awkward because we're watching silent person talking over under loud music.
Oh!
That was a good joke. I could tell that was going to be a good joke.
Yeah. Make sure to get your family in there early on so that they're in there. Your acceptance, thinking speech. And then whoever else gets in there.
Pre-owned.
All right, Nick.
Looking out for is a BottleLogic collab with Campy Creatures.
Okay.
Is that not Creature Comfort? It's Campy Creatures. Stealth Mode. Tart Ale with Blueberries. Featuring the Invisible Man.
Okay. It's like it's a lot.
That's a lot. Blueberry Berliner Weiss. Hey, that actually sounds good.
Oh.
I'll take it.
Sounds kind of that's reminiscent of a Catacomb beer from Tioga.
Ooh.
Remember that? That was a blueberry one?
Rip off.
I don't have to remember it. I still have a bottle.
Ooh, you might have the only bottle
Burn. Only bottle north of tower.
South tower. He's in the tower, bro.
Homie.
He's living the life.
Tower life. All the spokeasy and all the gazebo he can handle.
So that's what you guys say, but I believe when people talk about my area, they say the greater, which means the just outside of.
You are technically in the tower district, not to give away your location, but I know the border and you are inside the border, but the paint of the border is almost on your house, but you are inside of it.
You might as well say I'm in the greater Old Fig.
No.
He's in a SoFi zone. So big.
What?
County adjacent?
There you go.
What else, Nick? What else do you have?
That's my stuff.
All right. This one from Mr. Clark. Frazier, this one's going around for the past week or so. Frazier is endorsing Christian beer to do things that sound confusing. There's a Christian beer, and Frazier is endorsing it. And it's called Faith American Brewing Company. And they have like two beers. I don't know if they're debuting them or they're just some new beers they made. And so Frazier, a.k.a. what's his, whatever his real name is, Frazier's real name. He appeared at a grocery store in Buffalo, a Tops grocery store in Buffalo, to promote this Faith American Brewing Company beer. So that's where Kelsey Grammer is at right now. He's appearing in grocery stores endorsing Christian beer. Which, hey, worse way is to make a dollar endorsing beer and showing up at a grocery store. Some looking out for San Diego edition, because uh-oh, I'm going to be in San Diego. Wow. I'm as of this show's airing, here on Friday morning, I am streaking down the 99, heading to
streaking.
Yes. Oh man. All those times I've been streaking down 99. Such good times. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Going down the 99, going to Pearl Jam and Dana Point. Wow. On Friday. See some Pearl Jam. There's an outdoor, yeah, amphitheater there in Dana Point around the beach, and it's a show your vax card show, doing that. And then on Saturday I'll be in San Diego, Encinitas technically, so I'll be around the Encinitas area in San Diego on Saturday. And I know the Untappd Festival is happening at Petco Park in San Diego on Saturday, but I don't think we're going to be there. So,
so do you actually like Pearl Jam, or are you just going because he's the last grunge singer?
No. I like Pearl Jam. Ah. I like the Pearl Jam, but it's sort of with some friends of mine, one of them, Bells. I'll be with Bells. With Bells, and we were gonna get together last year, but the coronavirus stopped that, so we reimagined it for this year. And the Pearl Jam show seemed like the best opportunity for us to do this. So So, yeah. So, I'll be out there in the San Diegos on Saturday. Living it up. And I'm going to look out for some Fall Brewing Sound System Hazy IPA. It's just got a cool can art. It's an animated dude, and he's next to a wall of speakers, and it's Fall Brewing, so it's got to be, it has to be good.
I recommended Matt Bolden, one of our previous brewers, I guess I can say now, but listener to the show. I recommended that to him, and he said that place was very punk rock, I believe his words were. So he enjoyed. And they do have a cool vibe, and they have a mascot, if you will,
which I believe you just described. I think that is. So. Yeah. So I'm going to be looking out for that. I'm going to be looking out for Burgeon and Pizza Port. Did a collab beer called Nug O'War. It's a wet hop IPA with Strata.
Nug War.
Yeah. Nug O'War. And Nuggles. any and all Pure Project beers. Just going to be all Pure Project, baby. Especially the Brave Noise, which is that collab beer. It is one of those collab. The Brave Noise is the collab beers, like the All Together and the Black is Beautiful beers, where breweries can all make their own versions. And it's to promote a safe and discrimination free beer industry. And it's sort of been talked about, like John Hall did a piece on ymag.com, how no one's really heard about this collab, and it's basically a birth from the reckoning around craft beer. And so this collab beer was sort of made it to support this, and no one's really talking about it. So this week people started talking about it because they're like, hey, why is nobody brewing these beers? Like, they're just dramatically less breweries brewing this Brave Noise beer, when there was a lot of breweries doing the All Together and a lot of breweries doing the Black is Beautiful. And the Fire, the beer for Santa Rosa Fire. So look for Brave Noise if you happen to have a local brewer making one. Make sure to pick one up. That's looking up for. Did we talk about somebody opening a beer and I just forgot that we talked about it, or do we miss talking about, because somebody opened a beer?
Who?
I think it was Matt.
Yeah, it was Matt.
Did we talk about it?
I mean, I left and poured a beer, yeah.
Was it a different beer?
Yep.
What is it?
It's beer.
Oh, okay. It's beer. It's that generic beer that you get at Ralph's.
Mm-hmm. No, I opened a beer. It was me.
Oh, wasn't it?
This is the OG Trade Value. Oh, you did one too?
Mm-hmm. But what is your beer? OG Trade Value?
Mm-hmm. This is a peanut butter and jelly sour.
You poor thing.
I was completely prepared to be disappointed, and damn if it ain't bad.
Wow. Man, you're scraping over there. I've been there, oh, bro. Yes. What do you...
I believe that's a beer that I didn't take for myself, or was recommended to go to you.
Maybe somebody else
will. It was one of the two. I think that's a Wazoo beer, and he was like, this is for Nick, or you could pawn this off on Nick. He probably said one of those things.
Wow.
It's May of this year, so it's not terribly old. It's from Flatland Brewing Company.
Yeah, that looks like it.
Nick,
that looks like something I would give away.
It's nice. I mean, it's more jelly than anything. It's just like a blackberry jam sour. A hint of warmness from the peanut butter flavor, I guess.
I'm more of a plum guy, but you know.
Nobody's more of a plum guy. Five five nine 4920542 is the number for the perfect bar. And the voicemail line of all the things. And also you can call that number and leave us a message for 3 minutes or less. It's always there, 24/7. Or you can record something on your smartphone and send that file to us, perfectboardpodcast@gmail.com. And let's see. Sorry, I'm distracted right now by a second thing that I'm worried about on this recording. Okay. I'm sure it's fine. Everything sounds great and everything's going well. Because why wouldn't it? Let's start with the traditional voicemails. See if we got anything. See if we got any suckers over there. We seem to have one. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys. I'm party planning. Hey, guys. Florida Steve. I'm alive. I know. I'm called in a little while. I'm sorry. But anyway, anywho's. I'm planning a party for my wife, who turns the big 40 on November 11th, which is Veterans Day. Yeah, she was born on Veterans Day. I've been busy this week. Between work and the kids being sick and with colds and going to places and finding information and trying to work out a place to do this party. Yeah, I've been busy. And the beer that I've had, I've kind of taken a break from going to some of the local breweries and buying from them because it's expensive. It really is. kind of taking a break. I've been hitting some supermarket craft beer whenever I can find it, get me through the week. But one of the good news is that with this party, I'm actually working with two different breweries that are local as possible locations for this 40th birthday party. So that would be Copper Point Brewing Company and Due South Brewing Company. I've called many a times coming back from those two with beer in hand. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to. Really not much. It's just I've been busy. And especially, kids are in sports, too. That's another thing. Kids are in sports. Both boys.
Hell yeah.
Baseball. The older one is doing baseball. Your weekends, too,
your so Saturday is it's junked.
Anywho, that's all I got, guys. You have a good show.
Okay.
Cheers. Keep up the great work. And bye.
Bye-bye.
And also, bye-bye.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Do it.
All right. Thanks, Florida Steve, for the gal and the Florida Steve update. Now let's try some traditional. Everything is traditional with me. Just put traditional in front of everything. Let's have some traditional voicemails that are traditional email voicemails. How about that? Try the primary email box. And we'll start with this gentleman here. I love gold. And that was it.
And Mikey's having his own show over there.
Yeah. That was not me. That was the voicemailer. I know who it is because I can see who sent the email. Could either of you detect what listener? It is a known listener. That was.
Play it again.
Play the same song.
Wait.
Scotty.
It does sound like Scotty, doesn't it? It is actually the Fontana Jim. Sorry, Jim, to out you, but the purpose of the show. It sounded like Scotty, though.
It did. Mm-hmm. That would have been my guess.
One more voicemail this week.
Hello, Perfect Pour Universe. It is your beer grandpa, XL Barrow, checking in from Buffalo. Yep, it has been a while since I called, but I'm still listening. Still doing the Zoom thing on Friday nights with some of the listeners. And most importantly, I am still a golden god. Because I'm not really into eating bags of dicks, as Mikey suggests I would have to do if I were not a golden god. So I got that going for me. Sad to say that I am turning in my resignation as your Buffalo show rep.
What?
But not too sad. I'm also applying for the show rep position for the Phoenix area.
Oh!
Yep, we are headed to the Valley of the Sun.
Wow, that is extreme weather change.
I recently changed jobs, which gave me the option to work wherever I want, which means I don't have to live in a wintry place like Buffalo. And turned out that place we were going to live was in the Phoenix area. So we actually bought the house over the summer. It's just kind of sitting there waiting for us. You know, and there's nothing I love more than paying for our mortgage and utilities on a house I'm not living in. But we had a few things we had to finish up here in Buffalo. Couple fixes on the house we had to make before we could sell. And but we got on the market, got ourselves a buyer, just waiting for all the real estate stuff to get done now. And we'll be on our way across the country, headed out west. Really looking forward to getting up there and exploring our new town. We'll be kind of on the northwest corner of the valley up there, which is only about a 5-hour drive to San Diego. So we can take a leisurely drive, go visit the family, and, of course, bring back a truckload of tasty, clear, hoppy beer from my favorite San Diego places. So we'll also probably be in range for Garage Boy Invitational, so I got that going for me, too. Just give a big cheers to everyone who masks up and backs up. We got to make the world safe again so we can get the band back together in the Dorktown studio where they can keep up the good work. Right? All right. Talk to you later, guys. Bye bye, Buffalo.
Aww. the last broadcast as a Buffalo rep. We now have an opening for Buffalo rep. If you're in the Buffalo area, we're like, dude, I can't compete with XL Perro. Let him be the Buffalo rep. Well, there's now an open position. So,
yeah,
and it's okay. Dr. Fraser Crane will take over for
you. And congrats to Phoenix for getting XL. Good job.
That's something I'll have to get on a Zoom, get it, and kind of pick his brain about, because he mentioned that he was with that same company for like almost two decades, and that job, I don't know if it was from the beginning, but it led him out to Buffalo. And I it kind of seems like with what happened this last year, he kind of reprioritized and said, I'll find a job and I'll live where I want. And I think a lot of us have seen that shift, you know, growing up. It's not the, you work for the same company for 35 years and you go where they say you will go. It's you find something that you want to do and be around the people you want to?
What?
Question mark?
Wait, you can do that? No. That's silly. Wait, you can live your life the way you want to live your life? I don't know about that.
Doesn't sound
right to me.
Is that the way you want to live your life?
If you'd like to, by the way, if you'd like to get on the Friday night Get It, virtual Get It, look at the Loggerline link or the link to our Discord group. And it gets posted right there on Fridays, the information you need to get on the Zoom. Oh, shit. Forget about that. That was the wrong thing to press, obviously. So, you want to hang out with some cool people on Friday nights virtually. The Friday night get-its are still going. As long as this damn coronavirus is around, at the least, you're going to still get those Friday night Zooms. I don't know what's going to happen if this thing ever finally clears out. If Friday night get-its will still keep going, but all I know is they're still going now. You can get in on them. Just hang out. Get drunk. Get ripped.
Yeah.
Video.
Don't pass out.
Don't pass out. At least if you pass out off camera, like I did. Luckily, I did it off camera. When I did my Friday night Zoom pass out. For that, I gotta do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A new beer.
I need one. Getting dry.
I love gold!
This one is, in keeping with the San Diego theme I've got going on here, it's Carl Strauss Brewing Company. Tangible IPA. And a tangible fruited IPA.
Whoa, a fruited IPA?
You know that blissful feeling when you're sitting in the middle of a shady citrus grove, sipping on a delightful bitter IPA? No? Well, this beer will solve that.
No.
Tangible fruited IPA is loaded with sea hops, Chinook, Cascade, Crystal, and Columbus. And tangerine puree. So flavors of sweet, ripe, citrus, and notes of pine. And balanced lightly kilned caramel malts. This effervescent, pithy beer pours bright and golden. Finishes crisp and dry. Now back to the citrus grove. All right. I like citrusy IPAs. The fruited thing kind of scares me. When it says fruited. Yeah.
Maybe it's just regular. Yeah,
that like hints at like goes to me when you say it's fruited. I don't know about this. It's definitely, it's definitely tangerine. I don't know. Okay. That's not bad. Definitely, if you like tangerine, I'm a little. I guess I'm not used to being a tangerine IPA.
That's a little different. Apricot seems to be much more popular than tangerine.
It's a pretty can. So that's why I got it. Because it can't be pretty.
Label by.
The Nick 80, what did you drink this week?
What did I caught been drinking?
Been caught the drinking.
managed to find another can of the Renhouse Older Dog at the market. That was the collab, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Collab IPA.
See, I keep missing that one. I just not.
right there. My brain's
not seeing it.
Hmm. It's terrible. Still a good drinking beer. I had another can, but I did not check it in or take a picture, so I don't know. But I do remember Saturday was at Machine Head. Had some IPAs.
Oh, Clovis County Brewer Machine
Family. Head? Yeah, Fresno County Brewer.
Oh, to celebrate somebody's birthday.
Maybe. Maybe a birthday. Maybe just hanging out. Maybe we just all showed up there at the same time. We don't know. But there is a Down on the Upside is a West Coast IPA he made right now. He's got it on right now.
All right.
Drinking really good. New staff in attendance at Machine Head. There's not uncommon faces, but old faces, new place.
Anybody we know, people we know at Machine Head?
Maybe.
You don't know who I know.
You don't know who I know. So we did that. And of course, my Tuesday night Barrel House drinking extravaganza with a Big Sur IPA. Full on patio season. The roll up doors are back open again.
Ah.
We are in second wave patio season. Beautiful evening to sit out and have a
nice day. Yes, perfect. So slight, tiny, tiny hint of a chill.
Mm-hmm. So the tents are gone, but it looks like Barrel House is going to hang on to that center plaza beer garden.
Because why not?
Hell yeah. Wasted space.
Cool.
There's my drinking.
All right. The Nick 80 on tap.
Yeah.
Bearded Brewer 87. I know you have one shared space to talk about.
You already mentioned him. been a lot of repeats this past week. There was some Sanger Prides from House of Pendragon that happened at Spokeasy. Some upcoming triple dry hop and double dry hop releases. Those are dropping a week from tomorrow. That's about it.
Oh,
a lot of repeats.
Just repeating and repeating. No new places.
Repeat, we're in a boat.
Just repeat beers. Let's see what was I up to?
What's the mic you have?
Darktown on Untapped. Okay. I did a Maroa Shell trip this week, and they've got North.
You Park. Ventured.
More San Diego talk here. They've got North Park there, and I had a consonant intervals. And that is a double New England IPA. That's pretty good. You also have the Art is Hard. I've had Art is Hard before. It's a very good beer. And that's another North Park beer.
JBF Metal Wedding beer, yep.
JBF Metal Winner. Had Mr. Hoppy, another North Park IPA. That's a good beer. I even wrote a little bit about it on MikeyTopPour.com. Because it's sort of deceptive, because it's like, it makes you think that it's going to be juicy, but it's not.
Juicy.
Or something. I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And another North Park one called Strata Rocket.
Wow.
That's just a regular American IPA. That one is also well made and good and all that stuff.
But it's from North Park.
But it's from North Park, so it's better. And there you go. Those are all my interesting ones. And I'm still having this Carl Strauss Tangible IPA. Tangerine heavy. Tangerine in your face. Got some cheers. Matt, do you have any cheers?
Cheers out to the brother. He was able to locally source a shirt that I was looking out for. So
yeah.
Is it bad? Does it say bad motherfucker?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Sexy
mother. Oh, okay. Sexy.
It's gonna remain an inside reference. So unless you see me off the clock,
is it some Chevy? Is it some?
You might not never know what shirt I'm talking about.
Some Chevy reference.
Is it what?
Is it a Chevy Chevrolet reference?
Maybe.
You'll never guess.
Buy things to fix your Chevrolet.
Oh. The place that you guys... The place? On Blackstone? Blackstone. Sebring West! On a special...
No. Sebring West! Well, that would be cool.
Ooh, that's all. Cheers, Matt. Is it your brother?
Yep.
Oh God!
Wow, just me.
Just
why? Nick. Why can't he have his own cheers? Why does it have to be shared with someone else?
No. Nobody gets their own cheers. Nick. And if you just cheers Matt, forget about it.
Yeah, I'd like to cheers Matt for accepting the gift of the shirt.
Damn it. Cheers goes out to Matt for at least pretending he liked the shirt I gave him.
Speaking of shirts, I'm wearing my Kushnok shirt tonight.
Oh, yes.
I'm desperately trying to remember who was our Kushnok contact.
Listener who works for Kushnok sent us all the Kushnok gear.
Yeah.
And we're like...
I still enjoy this shirt
and then he's like, yeah, I don't listen.
Yeah. Pandemic, bro. Can't listen.
Dude, we're in a pandemic. I can't listen to podcasts.
Yeah. So if I find out who that was, I will re-cheers them next week. Cheers to XL for making it back west into better climates.
Woo!
At least less snow.
Well,
I guess unless he goes north.
Yeah, that's all Arizona relative.
Snows there. Yeah, I guess it depends on what you like. I would not like ice and snow.
No, I wouldn't like Buffalo weather, but Phoenix weather is very extreme as well. So the other way.
Yeah. Cheers to Colin and Janine. While cleaning up over the weekend, I came across a couple stickers I'd forgotten they had given us, and it says "Friends of Colin and Janine" on it.
Oh yeah, they made those. Those are tight.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, this is rad. These need to be filed away properly in the
proper
sticker archives.
Yeah, I have a drawer on the beer bench.
Ooh, yes. Sticker door?
Archives are stickers that haven't been put on the door. There's a studio door that has all the stickers on it. And then dupes and other stickers get put in the drawer.
In the drawer.
So, yeah. Got a little collection going. You want to send stuff still? If we stuff to us. Yep. See, I've been drinking. We have an address. You can send anything you need to send. Look at the bottom of the show notes. There's an address there. It's on Bullard Avenue. And
you can send stuff to us.
Postcards, stickers, and bottles of liquids. Yeast. What with yeast in them?
The yeast samples?
Wink, wink.
Awkward silence. I was seeing how long that was going to hang. How's that hanging? Cheers to me. I finally updated my phone to iOS 15.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very confused as to what's happening in this world.
To preface, you went from 12 to 15. So there are so many things
big
different.
Jump, bro.
Can I get an award for the biggest leap? Biggest iOS leap?
You probably decreased your age bracket. Like the percentage of people that used 12 by like 15 and a half points. Because it's like there was only like five of you.
Yeah.
The big 12 supporters like, oh shit, we lost Nick. What are we going to do now? It's over.
Yep. I could no longer eBay, Amazon.
Oh no.
I believe there's a couple more apps.
Yeah. If you can't spend money on stuff you want, then you got to update now.
Yeah.
Now
I have dark mode.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I forgot you didn't even have that.
Yeah. I got like, I can now emoji things.
You don't get that like X thing or whatever whenever somebody has an Mario update that you don't, and they send some emoji, you're like, what is this? Was this like a dirty emoji? I'm just not allowed to see. Did she send me a dirty emoji? Oh my god!
This thing now makes photo slideshows for me. I don't have to do any work.
Finally, all that time you spent doing photo slideshows, now you have more time to read and cook, and so you're like, finally, I'm not spending all my hours slideshowing. Matt, do you have the newest iPhone? Do you have the 13? No.
Nope.
Oh, usually you get the new one. What the hell's going on?
Yeah. If I get the new phone before him, there's really something wrong in the universe.
Yeah. I might. We'll get the producer again, a new one. And Mal have some old POS 12. I'm like, oh, here's a 12.
Your phone's old. Slap it out of his hand. Old.
What? Only two lenses? Any more cheers?
That's my cheers.
Cheers to our golden gods. They're our patrons. They give us money every month so we can pay our bills. Yeah. And it's pretty cool.
That's right.
Thank you to our golden gods for continue to support.
Bag of D's.
Bag of D's? Pay for our bag of D's?
No, not ours. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is going poorly. Stopping now.
Also, cheers to the logger line, keeping it going up there in the Discord, and then the forum, the private Facebook group, and the the Golden Gods hang out if they like the Facebook. And then there's the Friday night virtual get it, folks. Thank you for that. And cheers to all the people that share us on their social media and talk about the show with their little beer friends.
Yeah.
While they sit on the porches drinking their tangerine IPAs. Cheers to Donnie up there in the north, drinking in the north, NW Donnie. He won $1,400 in playing slots in Vegas. Wow. He posted it on the internet too. Like, if I'm one of Donnie's close friends, I'm like, bro, Donnie, I need some money. I know you got some now, bro.
You got some money?
I saw you just won $1,400 in the slots. Need some of that money for some beer.
I could borrow. Can I borrow $13.99?
And Indie Beer Show, as Matt was talking about last week, wanted us to read the article. Comes out that Indie Beer Show is doing their last episode this week. So cheers to all iterations of the Indie Beer Show and Brian Beagle and all and the whole crew from all the years of SD Beer Talk, Indie Beer Show. And hey man, gotta go live your life and go drink some beers and not have to podcast about it every week, you know
what? What?
That's pretty weird. That's an option to me, but yeah. No, not an option, Nick. Not an option.
Nope.
Matt, Nick, that's not something you could do. It's a San Diego law that you're allowed to you're allowed to not podcast, drink and not podcast. But Fresno City Ordinance, Gary Bredefield says you better podcast. If you're gonna drink beer,
that's gonna convince me.
Gary Bradfield says, and you got to.
Is Brandow back in that Brandow opinion too?
Well, Brandow's my freaking supervisor, so watch out.
Don't wash out.
Well, Kenny, I don't.
What kind of board is it?
My parents are over here, and I'm in a county island again. My parents also live in a different county island. So many county islands.
What kind of board does he supervise? Is it pine, cedar?
Yes.
Redwood,
mahogany.
Birch.
Bamboo.
It's all mahogany. Bamboo board. Bamboo is the future of toilet paper. But you didn't know that.
I don't think anybody knew that.
All right. I have one. I was contemplating this in the tailgate, and I'll throw it in here since we're not over on time this week. And I'm going to Pearl Jam today.
Okay.
Friday.
Today.
See, if you're down there at Dana Point at Pearl Jam, please buy me a $17 beer, whatever they're serving there at Pearl Jam show. If you could buy me that, I appreciate it.
No cash. All cards, please.
All cards. Do you... Is it... Ford or Gannett?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the band that you're going to see as you're driving to go see a band, you're road tripping to go see a band, do you listen to that band's music, or do you keep it fresh and don't listen to the band's music but ahead of time before the show? Nick.
Had we heard of this band before?
Yes. Yeah. Or I'm going to see Pearl Jam. But it doesn't matter. You know, a band, like, as you're driving to the show, do you, like, you're just, like, listening to all their stuff, or are you just, like, don't want to listen because you want to just keep it super fresh when you go to the show?
I say you got to get pumped a little bit. You got to throw some on. Maybe not the whole trip, but somewhere during the trip, there's a moment where you got to play two things: their popular song and your favorite song, at least.
Okay.
And then if you're with others, you then have to pick the third song, which you think will impress them with your knowledge of the band. Yeah,
they play this, man. Fuck, blow my mind. Play this one.
Yeah. Like a deep cut. You need a their popular song, your favorite song, and then you need a deep cut.
All right. Matt, do you do this? Do you listen to the band you're going to see before the show? He's thinking about it. He's giving this a good thought. He's tracing back to what he's done in the past. He's thinking about what he would do in the future.
Like, leading up to the day, yes. Driving to the concert, no. Do I make fun of the people that play? Do I make fun of the people that immediately put said band on in after the parking the show? Lot leaving?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's always that guy. That he has a Firebird. It's usually a Firebird. Sometimes it's a Camaro. I don't mean to disparage any Chevy people. Usually it's a Camaro or Firebird. And they have that on 10. I just listened to this song. Yeah.
Boy, you're just jealous because you're still trying to get the Ford started.
Oh, come on now. No, I started right up.
Give it some gas.
Just gonna give it some gas. You're not gonna get enough gas.
Give it a little gas. Don't flood it.
Oh, fuck. Jeez. Have you not started a Ford before?
Remote solenoid went out again. Get the screwdriver.
You just gotta blast. You gotta go down Shaw Avenue after your show at Simmons.
Yes.
Just blast it. Blast. I just saw this concert. Oh, yeah. Travis Tripp, bro.
You hear this solo? They did it exactly. They did the exact
sound
solo.
Just like this. Sound just like this. Sound just like the album. Sound just like the album. Sound just like the album. All right, Eddie Vedder, you're on notice. But if I could bring it.
Yeah. No Neil Young covers, all Pearl Jam.
You better bring it, otherwise it will not play any of your shit in the parking lot afterwards.
I made a wrong turn. I didn't go to the show tonight. I'm just trying to get out of
here. Just ask him how even his flow is.
Or do you even flow, man?
Do you even flow?
Come on, dude. Thanks for listening.
Did Jeremy tell you to do that?
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four. Have a great week. Be safe.
Mm-mm.
Be safe, but have fun. Don't forget to have fun. We're only here once, as far as we know. Nobody's told us any different. Nobody wants to give us any information about if there's other lives. Nobody wants to go, like, come back and go, hey, by the way, there's other lives. Don't worry about it. We don't know. So just freaking go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
But check your dates always.
Ooh.
Don't have fun without checking your dates. Because then you don't have fun anymore.
Before the expiration.
You stop having fun. If you don't check your dates, then you drink something that's bad. You're like, shit, I didn't check my dates. And now my day's ruined. And now I don't know if I have another life.
I got 12 of them.
Yep. Now you got to drink 11 more of those pieces of shit.
11 more. That's right.
So,
because you don't know if you got another life.
You don't know.
But the prize in the 12-pack was worth it.
Oh, that would be. Put prizes in 12-packs, breweries. Listen to us. We know. We are your number one consumers. Things.